caught up. Bounce off the rim. Good rebound by number 45, Sherman, for the Tigers. Passes it overhead to number 21, who retains possession of the ball. Drives it inside and gets the ball to the Ruiz off the floor. Lays it up, and Ruiz makes a great play. It is now 16-17. Eagles still in the lead. Ertz drives. Tries to pat. They tried to be tricky there. You love to see it, though. That street ball right there. She tried to pass it underneath the legs of the defender that was right in front of her. And to be fair, if she got that, oh, man, that would have been hype. I'm not going to lie. Either way, it bounced off the Tigers' foot, so the Eagles retained touch of the ball. And then the Eagles passed it to her teammate, and it bounced off her leg and went out of bounds. Now it's the Tigers' ball. Okay. Full court press. They're just leaving a person open. Ooh. Man, the motors on these girls tonight for the Eagles. They are just playing full court press from the moment this game started. 21, good transition defense. Setting up. Ruiz gets to the top of the key. She drives it. Does a Euro step. Puts it up and misses. Good offensive rebound by number 45. That's Showman. And she makes it. They now lead 18-17. Passes it to McEwen on the inside off the top of the key from Ernst. Great assist and even better layup. The Eagles take the lead right back, 19-18. All right. Pass on the inbound on a full court press. Number 21 can take it right to the hoop. She flicks it. She tried to be tricky, but the Screaming Eagles have a two-on-one drill. Throws it to McEwen, who lays it up a little short. She gets the ball back somehow. Blocked by Ruiz. Spin move dribble. That was sick. She has a one-on-one, and she travels. Oh, man, Ruiz would be the perfect player if she didn't travel. That's like her third or fourth travel call tonight. You could tell she is just athletic. She's like, I don't want to explain it. She's like taking two or three steps in between dribbles. Number 14 drives right to the hoop. They call double dribble on that? I don't think so. I think it just looked weird. Well, number 14, Boblik got called for double dribble, but it just looked weird. Bad pass in the inbound. Schwinski gets it. She takes her two steps, passes it, lay up the number four, Ernst, who misses it. Schwinski gets the offensive rebound, and then she lays it back up for 2 points. Good play by the senior. Schwinski, it is now 21-18, Screaming Eagles. Foul. Now the Tigers get to do an inbound pass on the Eagles side of the court. Oh, they're calling free throw. If they're calling free throw already, that means they're in foul trouble. Okay, so the way basketball works is that there's individual fouls and then there's team fouls. Once you commit so many team fouls, which we're at 9 right now, you just get free throws instead of inbound passes. So that free throw shot was well made. The first one by 21 for the Tigers, Kopecky. I believe that's how it's done. I'm sorry. Her first name's Jenny. We'll go Jenny. Shoots up her second shot, and she makes it. 2 for 2. That cuts the score down to 21-20 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left for the first half. Steal by the Tigers. Steal by the Eagles. Passes it to number 25, who's going to pass it inside. No, she's going to take it herself. Oh, it didn't go in. It looked like it was about to. Rauschenbach had a perfect opportunity to pass that on the inside, but the number 10, Mia Singer, but she took it herself. Either way, she got fouled. She'll get 2 free throws here. 4 minutes and 30 seconds in the first half. Eagles lead 21-20 against the Tigers. Number 25, Rauschenbach, going to take the free throw. First one. Up and in. All right, 22-20. And that ball wanted to come out, and then it rolled right back in. Good crowd tonight. Let's turn them up a little bit. Here we go. Up and off the rim. Oh, they get the reshot. All right. Crowd noise in here. Okay. Reshot. Ball up and in. So wish. All right. With that, the score is now 23-20. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Tigers have the ball. And they're trying to drive up the court in a full body or full court press. Eagles are loving this game plan. 21 drives the inside. He's able to get past both defenders. Does a nice pass to number 45, Shorman, and she just does an easy layup. 23-22. Ruiz fouls number 10, Mia Singer for the Eagles, and she gets two free throws as well. With that, the Tigers are now tied in team fouls, 9-9. Not exactly a thing you want to be tied. So Reeves gets pulled off the court, and the coach is already talking to her, getting her to calm down. Ruiz is their best player, I'm telling you. He's a playmaker. All right. Ernst takes her first shot, and it misses. Good rebound by number by Strawinski, our senior, and is able to get 2 points. So our one-point free throw turned into a two-point layup. 25-22, Eagle. All right, no full court press this time. Mia Singer is guarding number 21 at the top of the key. That's Klopecki. Passes it in the inbound to number 10. Takes a shot. Number 40 gets the offensive rebound. Then she takes her shot, misses, and then Strawinski gets the defensive rebound. Ertz gets the ball. She's driving up the court. She's looking. She takes a shot deep, too. Offensive rebound by Strawinski. Oh, the defensive rebound by number 13, Powers, Kaylee Powers. And she's keeping the ball. Trying to navigate her way up court. Gets the ball to number 21 for the Tigers. Looking for their chance. Setting up the defense. She's driving up the court. She has a free layup and she makes it. That was a good move. That was a good move by number 21. Now brings the score to 25-24. Eagles still winning. Number four. Ertz kind of lowered her shoulder like it was a football move. And just rolled over the Tigers defender. And the Tigers defender did everything right. So it is now a change of possession, Tigers ball. All right. Full court press. 21's got the ball, Klopecki. Passes it. Intercepted by the senior, Schwinski. Looking for Ertz. She gets the ball. She's going for the layup. She throws it up. Oh, defensive rebound number 14. This is it. Defensive rebound by Rasha Boxton. Defensive rebound by... Oh! Oh, man. That was like five or six offensive rebounds. I know I said defensive, but I meant to say offensive rebounds. Man, they just kept shooting it up. And then, as they're jumping for the ball, unfortunately, number 21 got landed on for the Tigers. Klopatic. I've been saying Klopecki. I'm sorry. It's Klopatic. She's just walking it off right now. Looks like she bumped her knee. Refs are saying sub her out for just a little bit. And right now I'm looking over at the Eagle side of the ball as they're in their little timeout. They are trying to get their girls to calm down. They're playing so fast. Loving it, though. They want the ball. All right. Ruiz is coming back off the court. Klopatic. Jenny Klopatic is right. If you're listening, Klopatic family, I apologize. Learning these names on the fly. Your daughter can play basketball, I'll tell you that much. She's doing a great job tonight. All right. So, because it was an injury, that's why Klopatic got pulled off of the court. So, the girl that got subbed in for her, which is Ruiz, Ona Ruiz will take the free throws for her. First one, up and barely misses. So the score remains 25-24. With 2 minutes and 44 seconds in the first half. Okay, second free throw. Tie the game. Ball's up. Ball bounces out. Schwinski gets the rebound. Gets the ball to number 14, which is Addison Boblik. Bounce. Doesn't pass it, but it bounced off Ernst's face. And now it's the Tigers' ball. All right. Ball pass to Ruiz. Almost intercepted by Ernst. The Kubanek got checked out by the ref, and she's good to come back in. So Ruiz will be subbed out and Kubanek in. All right, number 40, which is Ava Molasses. Intercepted by number 14, Boblik, who goes up for the layup and misses. That was free. Number 10 is holding it. She's throwing her elbows. Good. Throws the ball all the way down the court to number 45 and misses the free layup. Number 13 gets the ball on the Tiger side. Ooh, is that a foul? That is a foul. Rauschenbach gets the rebound for the Eagles. And then her arm was swiped. So they get the ball. The Eagles get the pass ball in on the other side of the court. 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the first half. The Eagles are winning 25-24. Pardon me. Much like a lot of this town, I'm recovering from a cold myself. The Rauschenbach gets free throws right now. Shot is up. Shot is in. 26-24. Substitutions. Number 20, Anya Brandenburg is coming in for number 13, which is Kaylee Powers. Rauschenberg. Shot is up. Shot is no good. 26-24. All right, full court press. All right. Kopatic is setting up the offense. Not liking what she's seen. She's looking for an opportunity to drive the ball herself. Has it inside of number 10. It was a nice, easy shot for a layup, but she makes it. That is a great job by Amberie. All right. Number 10, Mia Singer, setting up the offense. Passes it over to Boblik, who passes it to Shawinski. She drives on the inside, lays it up, and missed. But she's fouled on the drive, and she gets a chance for two free throws. Nice job by Shawinski. All right. Like many things, or many, many games, the last 2 minutes of any half is the longest part of any sport. We have 1 minute and 32 seconds left. 26 all. And with that, we've broken the tie as Shawinski nails her free throw. It is now 27-26. Screaming Eagles are now leading. All right, second free throw. Here it comes. Get her shot ready. Ball up. Ball in. And I just noticed Shalinsky's a lefty. Oh, yes. We love watching lefty shooters. It's an interesting dynamic. You have to defend them differently when their strong hands are left hand and not the right hand. Ernst on the reach-in foul. Ernst, you don't need to do that. Just you're trying to tire them out. You don't need to foul. This is a reach-in foul. I would call it a rookie mistake, but she's a freshman, so it's a freshman mistake. silly joke. All right. Because of that, she gets free throws because they're in foul trouble as a team. Ball is up. Ball barely misses. Kopatic misses the free throw. The sub comes in. Ernst comes out, and Mia Singer goes in for the Eagles. Score remains 28-26 with a minute 26 on the clock for the first half. Ball is up. Ball is in. That brings the Tigers score to 27 as they trail by one against the Screaming Eagles. All right. Mia Singers passes it to Boblik, drives up the court, and it's a double dribble. The reason the double dribble happened there was because she drove and the defender fell, and so she kind of like tripped over her, and it kind of happened. So Tiger ball, full court press. Kopatic gets the ball. She's now driving it up the court. Gets past half court now. Passes it to number 40 on the outside. Passes to number 45 on the inside. Their center takes a shot and misses. Rauschenbach gets the ball. She passes it to Boblik, who's now driving up the court. But Kuhn's looking for a spot inside. Rauschenbach gets the ball back. Or no, she sends it back out to Boblik, who sends it back to the top of the key. Rauschenbach's driving. Passes it out to Boblik at the top of the key, who takes his long two-pointer. Oh! And ain't no way around it. That was a brick. That was a, not a swish, but a whiff. And the coach has got to tell these girls, if you're going to take a lot. Oh, intercepted by Shawinski on the inbound pass, and then just falls for free throws. Great defense by Shawinski. Man, back on my previous point, there's been about five or six shots tonight that the Screaming Eagles have taken with their foot on the three-point line. Just take 3 inches back. It's the same shot percentage, but one of them is worth 3 points versus one will be two. Shot efficiency is way higher from that specific mark if you just back up 2 inches. Okay, Shawinski misses her first free throw, scores 28-27 with 39 seconds on the clock. Ball up, whiff, air ball, tire ball. All right, full court press, per usual. Ball's past the complete, 21. Jenny, she throws it up. She nails it. Swish. 30 seconds left in the first half. The Tigers just took the lead 29-28. Kopanik makes a great shot. Oh, Mia Singer passes it to Boblik. It was a good pass, but she just fumbled the ball and it went out of bounds. So now the Tigers have the ball and the lead with 22 seconds left in the first half. Kopanik driving, passes it to her inside girl. She throws it up. It's blocked. All right, 15 seconds. As Singer drives up the court, now has a chance to take the lead. Passes it inside to Rauschenbach. She passes it in, and she makes the layup with 7 seconds left in the first half. Oh, man. Big play. Score is now 30-29, but it's a chance for a three-point play because she gets one free throw here. That was great transition offense. There's 7.9 seconds left in the first half. Rauschenbach throws up a free throw. Nails it. 31-29. Eagles get the lead right back. Great play. 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Lopatic's got the ball. 2, 1. She takes the three. Oh! Emily Shoreman took the three-point shot at half. Barely missed it. Whew. And with that, we have halftime. Wonderful. Screaming Eagles lead 31-29. Heading into the half. We're going to kick it to about a 3-minute ad break.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Swagman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to my halftime show. I'm your host, Stephen Jetland, and 98Q, as we bring to you the first game of the Screaming Eagles basketball season as they host the Mercer High School girls basketball team. Great game so far, really competitive. All right, we have 6 minutes left in half still. The score is 31-29. Your Screaming Eagles are in the lead. I just want to take a few minutes to talk about a few things that I've noticed and a few things that I think both teams need to do and talk about in their locker rooms. We'll start with the visiting team for the Mercer Tigers. Okay, at the very start of the game, it's very apparent they have seven players. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Compared to the Screaming Eagles, 12. And so that's less bodies, so you are going to be playing more minutes on more players, and they're just going to be more tired, right? Not a killer, but it's a reality. And so the worst thing you can do is get caught up in the pace of the Screaming Eagles. If the Screaming Eagles try to push the pace, you have to figure out a way to bring the pace down. Because if you can keep your girls fresh, there's no advantage there. And what I've seen is that the Screaming Eagles have started out from the moment of this game with full court press and have absolutely launched the pace of this game into the stratosphere. If you haven't listened, or if you have been listening, you know I've been talking so fast, so quickly, without pauses, because they are just sprinting up and down the court, both sides. And and I've played sports before, right? I played soccer, I played basketball, across the spectrum, football, swimming, I've done it all. And I'll tell you, when the other team is trying to go faster, your natural competitiveness wants to go faster than what they're doing. And the coach needs to take some time to tell her girls and the Tigers, slow the game down. They have a shot clock for a reason, right? They do not need to shoot the ball immediately. They can set up time. When you set up an offense, you give a chance for them to breathe, and it can slow the game down and keep your girls fresh. So the Screaming Eagles, I think they have the right game plan. Feed this game up. Make it fast. Make it tumultuous. Make it with the faster the game is, the more mistakes. Now, the key is you need to make less mistakes than the other team. And I'll be honest, I think the Screaming Eagles are actually making more mistakes. The fact that they are the fact that they are only winning by 31-29, I know their roster is primarily freshmen. And I know that the roster for, like, for example, the Mercer's Tigers, they have 1, 2, 3 juniors, senior, 2 sophomores, and a freshman, where there's 8 freshmen, 1 sophomore, 2 juniors, and a senior. You would think the younger team, you know, would be less experienced. But because you're controlling the pace of the game, you'd like them to control time of possession. Time of possession usually translates into more points, more shots. And despite that, they are only up 2 points. And if the Tigers actually nailed the 3 at the buzzer, they would be losing. And so just because their game plan was to push the pace of the game to a very quick state does not mean make a lot of mistakes, right? In response to that. So I would actually say slow down just a little bit. I would actually say keep their defense on the full court press, but maybe their offense slow that down just a tap and try to limit mistakes because they got some good shooters. I'm honestly, Rauschenbach, who is a freshman, number 25, and Sherwinski, number 12, are the two centers that we have, or at least our playing center. They've been really good on the inside, and I'm liking the hustle that Ernst has brought, and I'm really liking what Cadence McEwen, who is brought to this team as well. So that's my analysis of halftime. I think both teams have, obviously, they both have a shot to win this game. It's 31-29. It's anyone's game. And so with that, we're going to kick it to a two-minute ad break to finish off halftime, and then when we get back, we'll start the second half.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
All right, welcome back to the second half of the first game of the season for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles for their girls basketball varsity season. The score is 31-29. Screaming Eagles are in the lead, and second half is about to start. In a moment, you're probably going to hear over my mic the buzzer in about 5 seconds. So if it comes through loud, please don't be jarred unless you need to be woken up. There it is. Correction. A wonderful mother just came up to me, and I'm learning these names for the first time. So if you're listening online or, you know, later, or you're listening live and I've butchered your name, I apologize. Call the radio station and tell them the correct enunciation, and I will get it correct. But number 10, I have been saying Mia Singer. Her name is Maya Singer, number 10 for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. So I will make that correction going forward. All right, Tigers start with the ball. All right. Ball at the top of the key. Pass number 20. Back to 21 at the top. She's just looking to pass the inside. Ball was almost stolen. Good recovery. 21 drives to the hoop. Takes a shot. Misses. And then the Eagles make a good defensive rebound. Ernst drives. Passes the ball to the outside. McEwen takes an errant shot, it looks like. Needs to slow that down. Either way, defensive rebound. Kopatic has the ball, passes it to 45, and passes number 10 in the corner, back to 40 at the top of the key. Now back to 21, who drives. Kopatic drives, takes the shot, misses. Sawinski gets the rebound. Ball is passed to, I think it's Ernst, and the ball misses but bounces off of an Eagle, and now it's a Tigers ball. All right, Fadak has the ball, and I'll tell you right now, it looks like they are slowing down their offense just like I thought they should. All right, passing, they're just passing at the three-point line. This is good. They're looking for an open area. They're using the shot clock. Fadak back out to the top of the key, 45, looks for a shot, back to 10, looks for a shot, takes the three, misses, but she had the shot. See, that's efficient offense. You're not going to make every three, but don't be discouraged. All right. McEwen gets the ball on the inbound pass. Screaming Eagles are still playing fast. This is it. They're doing exactly what I thought. That was way less mistakes. Good pass to McEwen to make the layup. 33-29. Screaming Eagles are in the lead. 16 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second half. 45 has the ball. Passes it to 40. Passes it to 21, who drives on the inside. Takes the layup. Misses. McEwen has the rebound. Passes it all the way to Ernst up the thing. She has a chance at a shot. Goes for the layup. Isn't foul. Gets the defensive. She gets the offensive rebound off her own shot and then makes that layup. 35-29. Great job by Maddie Ernst. Klopadek has the ball. Walking it up the court. It looks like the Eagles have forego their full court press. All right. Penn looking to set it up. Pass the inbound to number 40. Intercepted by number 15. Free. Free drive to the ball, to the hoop, goes up for the layup drill. Tigers foul her. She gets two shots. However, if you were here watching, you would notice that that was lucky. Ernst was driving the ball, and she was looking at her hand dribbling instead of where the hoop was, and she went up for her shot, and it was no way going to go in. Nuh-uh. And then it was swiped away from her, so she's lucky she gets two shots here. Tigers got to have a better heads-up awareness on that. First shot from Ernst goes in. Great free throw shooting. Second shot misses, but she gets her own rebound. Passes it to Shawinski on the inside, and it just misses. Out of bounds. Eagles lead 36-29 after the one made free throw. It's by 15 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second half. Klopadek walking the ball up the court. Top of the key. Passes it to number 10 to the left. Passes it back to the right. Ernst tried to intercept the ball, but can't. She's the pass at number 20 is open. She passes it to 40 and then passes the other side across the other side of the court. But as she's backpedaling when she catches the ball, she travels. It is now Eagles basketball. All right, Addison Boblik has the ball, dribbling it up the court, passes it to Ernst, who takes the three-point shot, bounces off the rim, and good defensive rebound by number 20, Brandenburg. And then she's able to get the ball to Klopadek. Good defensive rebound. I like that three-point shot. You know, it didn't go in. All right. Klopadek in double team. Throws it to number 20. Back to number 20. Ernst gets their interception. She has a free layup. Slow it down. And it's in. Yes. That's good defense. She intercepts the ball. She gets the ball. She drives the ball. She scores. There it is. 38-29. Man, they are on a 7-0 run right now to start the second half. Ball's past the left corner. Back to the inside to Klopadek. Then back to the inside to number 20. Takes a really quick layup shot. Then it's an offensive rebound. Then a defensive rebound by Shawinski. All right. Here we go. Ernst has the ball all the way in the right corner. Passes it to the inside. Takes the shot by number 15. Misses. And Klopadek gets the rebound. Number 15, Jalen Brunel had a good-looking shot. It just didn't go in. But if I'm, you know, you want the girls to take those shots. If you're open, take the shot. All right. There was a shot, missed, defensive rebound, then pass it into number 45. Schumann makes a great layup, and they score to bring it to 38-31. Number 4, Ernst has an open shot, misses, and good defensive rebound by number 20. Ball gets to Klopadek. She's walking it up the court. See? We're liking this. Number 10, all the way on the left corner. Passes it to 40 at the top of the key. Intercepted. Pass to Ernst, who's got another free layup. Another one. Misses, but number 15 is there to get the offensive rebound. And Jalen Brunel gets the point. They are now leading 40-31, and if you can hear the crowd behind me, they are pumped. The Tigers just called a timeout. 13 minutes and 6 seconds left in the second half, and the Eagles started out on a tear on this half. It's a 9-2 run. Now, excuse me. Now, both teams kind of did exactly what I thought they should do, all right? Eagles are still playing fast. They are still, they're jumping at every pass. They are jumping to block everything. They're all trying to rebound. Like, they are playing fast and heavy, but they foregoed the full court press. And because of that, they're able to set up a transition offense off of good defense. And they've made less mistakes. Tigers have absolutely succeeded in slowing down their offense. The problem is that although they are getting good shots, they're not making them. So, I mean, it's weird to say the thing they need to do different is just make the shots because, duh, right, duh, like, of course. But that's kind of what they're faced with is if what you're doing to set up shots is correct and you're missing shots, the thing left to do is make shots. So Ruiz is finally back in for number 14. She passes it inside, or she passes it number 13 at the top of the key. She tries to drive, passes it inside at number 10, then back up to the three-point line. Back, oh, she passes it across the court. That's kind of a bad pass, and the Eagles get the ball back. All right, Rennell has the ball, passes it number 14, takes a three-point shot, and it's a swish. Boblin, great shot. It is now 43-31. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to make every three, but you're going to, if you're open, take the shot. That was great. 21's open. Kubanin takes the three, misses. It was a great look, though. It really was. All right. Rauschenbach gets the rebound. Number 15 takes it all the way up to the hoop, but then she backs it off. Throws the 14. She's wide open for another three. Oh, almost gets it. Kubanin has almost a free drive. It's a 1v3. And, foul? What happened there? Yeah, it's a foul. Foul on the Screaming Eagle. Three defenders came up to try to defend, and one of them hit her arm. So, Tigers get the inbound pass, set up their offense. Top of the key, number 13 has the ball. She's looking to drive on the inside. Passes to number 10 at the very top, then to Ruiz. Drives on the inside. Bounces off her own teammate. Misses the shot, but number 13 gets the ball off the defensive rebound, takes the shot. It doesn't. That ball didn't go in. Either way, Shawinski gets the rebound for the Eagles and passes the ball to Brunell. All right, she sets it up. Oh, passes the inside to Rauschenbach. She's inside, passes to Shawinski, gets the layup, and she gets her own offensive rebound, gets another chance at life, and she nails that one. The layup. That brings the score to 45-31 with 11 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second half. Eagles are in charge this second half. Oh, bad pass. It bounces off everybody, and it is Tigers ball still. All right. Wow. Oh, Eagles ball. It is Eagles ball. Wow. Well, the Eagles are on a 15-2 run since the second half started. Oh, it is. Yeah, okay. I thought it was the Tigers' ball. The Tigers thought it was the Eagles' ball, but it was theirs. Okay. Ruiz on the inside pass. Wow. I like that setup. Ruiz, they take a three-point shot, miss, but then Ruiz gets the defensive rebound, gets another one. I don't know what the foul was there. Another foul on the Screaming Eagles. So the inbound pass, they made like a wall, like in rugby, and they pass it over that wall to Klopatic, who's at the top of the key for a free three-point shot. It was free. There was no one guarding her. She barely missed it. The Tigers, if you're listening here, you're thinking, man, they're just missing everything, which is, I mean, the second half, it's true. But they're taking good shots. They really are. They're well set up. They're well set up. They're well thought out, and they're open, right? So it's like, it's not a wrong decision. You need to take the shot. So I think they're playing good basketball. The ball's just not going in, and sometimes that's your night. All right, Eagles ball. Hurts passes it into McEwen, but the pass was really low. Pass was really low, and so McEwen couldn't get the ball. It is now Tigers ball. Ruiz has it, dribbling up the court. Kind of a bad pass. All right. Screaming Eagles ball. Pass it to Ernst. Ernst is jogging up the court, getting ready to set up the offense. Passes it in to McEwen too quickly. then to Rauschenbach, who drives inside, loses the ball, but then gets it back, takes the shot, misses. Number 45, Shoreman with the rebound. Lopatic whips it up the field to Ruiz, but that pass was so fast, I don't know if anyone could have caught that. And they're speeding their game up again. All right, Eagle ball. Ernst at the top of the key, passes the inside to Rauschenbach, who takes the layup, but it's just too far under the hoop, and it hits the bottom of the backboard. So good defensive rebound. Lopatic has the ball, rolling it down. Ruiz gets it, drives the inside, does another Euro step, does a great, nice little, that was a really good layup, 2 points. Scores now 45-33. Screaming Eagles are still leading with 9:57 left in the second half. All right. Number 10, Maya Singer has the ball. Passes it. Oh! Ernst passes, bounce off a leg, but then Maya gets the ball again. Singer. Pass to McEwen. Does a nice little dribble double step. Travel. McEwen did a nice little double step, like a one-handed jumper. Rauschenbach got the rebound, but she accidentally traveled. So now it is Tigers ball. Ruiz has the ball. Jogging up to the top of the key. Now he does a little fake move. 3-3, and it's just short. Good defense. Maya Singer has the ball, passes it to Ernst underneath the hoop, who gets bumped, but it's good defense. And now Ruiz has the ball driving up the hoop. She's going to try to pass it to 21, who gets it, lays it up, and oh, it does not go in. Transition offense again. Whoa. I don't know if that was traveling, but they called traveling on Claire Young, but I don't think her foot moved, but that's the ref's job. And the refs have been calling a great game tonight, let's be clear. Ernst does another intercepted pass for a free layup. 1-2 made. Wow. The crowd's getting into it right now. There we go. Ernst is playing great. 47-33, 8:47 in the second half. Pass number 21. Kopatic has a free shot. Misses. Pass it back out to Ruiz off a defensive rebound. Takes the layup. Misses. And then Shuinsky gets the defensive rebound. There we go. All right, pass to Ernst, looking to set it up. Pass on the inside to McEwen, takes a real quick shot, barely misses. Okay. Oh, we have a travel. I was trying to see who had the ball. I couldn't see the number. Whoever had it, travel. So it is now Screaming Eagles ball. Okay, here we go. Ernst got the ball. She's setting it up. Maya Singer's on the side. Okay, she passes it out to the corner three. Oh, my goodness. Shuinsky tries to drive for the ball and gets fouled, and the Eagles retain possession of the ball. Maya Singer's going to pass it inside as they set up their offense. Screaming Eagles call timeout. The score is 47-33. Screaming Eagles are leading against the Mercer Tigers with 8:05 left in the second half. We'll take a quick 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to the game between the Swamp and Screaming Eagles girls basketball team versus the Mercer Tigers girls basketball team. It's been a great game so far. 47-33, Screaming Eagles are in the lead with 8:05 in the second half. I'm your host, Stephen Jetlin, and I'm excited to call the rest of this game. Second half has been a little bit easier to call than the first half. And both teams seem to have slowed their pace just a tad, which has allowed me to actually tell you names and what's going on. All right. Singer on the inbound pass. McEwen passes it out to number 21, then gets it out to Singer, who takes another shot at the three-point, and it bounces off the rim. Offensive rebound. McEwen gets the ball, but it bounces off her foot, it looks like, and went out of bounds. Now it is the Tigers' ball. Trawinski's been playing great tonight for a rebound. Oh, she bobbled the ball. All right. Singer passes it into Ernst. Ernst sets it up. Good pick by number 24, Trawinski. Oh, Ernst had the pick. She had the roll, but it looked like she missed her step, and so she ended up traveling on accident. She had a good opportunity for a shot. So Paddock sets it up for the Tigers, passes it to Reese on the outside on the right. She drives into the hoop, goes underneath the hoop like she's Steph Curry, and she makes it. Great move. Great layup. That's 2 points. That brings the Tigers score up to 35. They trail by 12. It's like a bobble pass by Ernst to Singer. So now it is Tiger ball. All right, they're subbing out Singer, and they're subbing out McEwen to put Rauschenbach in, and at number 14, Addison Boblik. All right. Ruiz at the top of the key, tries to drive it, and kicks it out to the outside, passes it back inside. Number 10 takes the shot, misses. I don't know whose ball it is. It was a jump ball out on the Eagles. So now it was called Eagles touched the ball before it went out of bounds. All right. Tigers get the inbound pass. Passes it to number 45 on the inside. Makes a quick layup. Sweet move by Shoreman. Great move. They bring the score within 10. 37 points for the Tigers. 47 for the Eagles. All right. Number 14 passes out to number 24. Trawinski misses the shot. Then Ernst gets the ball and a chance to shot. She shoots. She misses. Reese driving to the hoop. Does a nice little stop and then okay. Reese takes the stop on her pivot foot, turns, misses, and then Klopatic gets the ball, makes the shot, gets fouled for an and three chance. Whew. That layup brought the score within 9. So ever since that timeout that the Eagles took, the Tigers have done nothing but score. They were down by, 12, 13, and now they've cut it down to 9. They trail 47-39 Tigers. Eagles are still firmly in the lead, but basketball is a swingy sport. When one team begins to miss a lot, they miss a lot. When teams start, they can start ripping scores off. You know, you just want to stop. I think it was a very smart timeout by first-year coach Steph Ernst. All right. Timeout over. Eagles back out on the court. This is a free throw chance for Klopatic. All right. Ball is shot. Missed. All right, Ernst gets the ball all the way down the court. She's got a 1v1, but she throws it to number 14, who takes the shot. Open, misses. Boblik misses the shot, but it was a good one to take. She was wide open. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second half. Ruiz absolutely torches her defender, takes the shot, but she traveled. Ruiz got some moves. That first dribble she does is tough to defend. All right. Addison Boblik's got the ball, passes it to Ernst, passes it back to Boblik, takes a shot at the free throw line, misses. It's Trawinski gets the rebound and makes the points on a nice layup. Very good. Now back to a 10-point lead, 49-39. 6 minutes left in the game. Ball's passed to Klopatic, then to Reese, and back to Klopatic, and then missed. All right. Brunell gets the rebound and passes it to number to Ernst, who then bounces off of the defender. Great defense. You're allowed to stand in the way of the person with offense if you don't move, right? That you have to be a wall. And so because she bounced off, wasn't a foul, the ball went out of bounds on Tigers' ball. Tigers move the ball around really good, but they take the shot, they miss. Ernst is up 1-2. Makes nice little drive to left, takes a shot, misses, offensive rebound, but then misses that shot as well. And the number 10 for the Tigers gets a defensive rebound. So Paddock has the ball, set up for offense, passes it left to 10, then to 14, then to 40, back to 10 at the top of the key. Ernst gets another steal. Passes it to 14, is going to drive it for a nice little layup, and is fouled when she takes the shot. Pavlik had a shot, and I was going to say she missed it, but the ref caught it. Her hand was hit when she went for the layup. Kind of hard to make a shot when your hand gets slapped. So there you go. I believe she gets two shots, but we'll check. I think the Tigers just called a timeout. Either way, so 5 minutes, 17 seconds left in this game. The Eagles are leading by 10, 49-39. Whew. If you're just joining us, what a game. The first half was just a fever dream. They are, you could tell it's the first game, the jitters, the speed. It was so fast. Like, you could just tell the coach is just like, set up the offense, and the girls are just sprinting, right? It was fun. Entertaining, let me tell you. As much as I want you to listen to me right now on the radio, I would love even more for you to be here and experience it. We've got a great crowd tonight. Bleachers are like half full. This is for the first game. I am excited. I was talking with some people before the game, and basically last season didn't happen for just, you know, reasons that I don't know because I wasn't doing this. So having a nice restart into the season, and it's looking like this. If the Eagles can carry this out, they got 5 minutes left with a 10-point lead. You don't have to get conservative, but don't make mistakes. Be efficient, and they can close this game out. All right. Boblik's got two free throws. Shot is up and in. Nice. 50-39. Eagles in the lead. Free throw number two. Dribble, dribble. Shot up and bounce off the rim. Tigers get the rebound. Ball to Reyes. Out to number 21. Takes a three. Oh, it's just off the rim. Once again, great shot. It was a nice offensive rebound. Pass it back at the top. She drives on the inside, takes a 1-2 step, takes the layup, miss. Good defensive rebound by Rauschenbach. Oh, they're calling jump ball. Oh, no, they're giving it to the Eagles. I think that was a good call by the ref. All right. Looks like the Tigers are now on full court press. Chwinski's got the ball, passes it out to Boblik, who takes a 3-point attempt and barely misses. Good shot. She was open. Passes it over. Reese 21. She tries to the hoop. Back outside to number 10. Back to Klopatic at the three-point line. Number 45 takes a three-point attempt. Misses. All right. I mean, Jalen Brunell now got the ball. She's setting it up. She's open for a layup. And I don't know if that was a pass or a layup. Either way, the ball was deflected, and it is now Tigers' ball. Okay. 4 minutes and 17 seconds left in the half. Left in this game, I should say. This is the second half. Okay. Luis has the ball, gets it to Klopatic, passes it to number 20. Back to Klopatic, who drives it up to the hoop. Throws up it's not a layup. It's kind of like a jumper layup, and she makes it. Score is now 50-41. Number 41 passes it to number 4, Ernst, underneath the hoop, takes a not a jump shot, she just takes a regular shot, it goes in. 52-41 Eagles. Ruiz setting it up at the top of the key, passes out to 10 on the left, back to Klopatic at the top of the key, Then to Reese to the right. She takes a three-point shot. It's looking good. Oh, it barely misses. Number 14, Boblik, with a nice little tip on the ball. Shawinski, that's good basketball. First year coach by Steph Ertz, that was good basketball. Shawinski gets the ball in the corner on their side. Great defense by the Tigers. They're all over her. So it's about to either get stolen or deflected. And because they have possession of the ball, the Eagles coach sees the position that her player is in, and she calls timeout. Great job. I love that. That is good heads-up coach play. And, hey, I'll call it good play on the court. I'm going to call it good play on the sidelines, too. I think both coaches are playing or coaching one heck of a game, to be honest. You could see the mid-game adjustment. You really could. And if the Tigers were just shooting better tonight, like if the ball was going in, their game plan was great, great, great idea. Right? They made the correct decision. Either way, 3 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. Full court press. Ball is passed all the way up to Brunell, who's taking it to the hoop on a layup, and she misses. Jump ball? Nope, not jump ball. They're calling it Tigers ball. Okay. 52-41. Eagles are leading by 11. 3 minutes and 14 seconds left in the game. Ruiz is looking at the hole, looking to drive up the... But it's intercepted by Rauschenbach. Pass to Ernst. Pass to number 15, Brunell, and she barely steps out of bounds when she gets it. Oh, good idea, though. I liked what they were doing. Okay. Reese for the Tigers has the ball as she's dribbling up court to the top of the key. Passes it right, Kuplatic. She passes it to number 10, who takes the shot. Number 10, that's Amber E. Great shot on the nice, well, the 14 pull-up jumper. So now the score is 52 to 43. Full court press. Ooh. Ertz gets the ball, passes it back. The layup by number 14, and then Shawinski gets an offensive rebound, misses, gets the offensive rebound again, and then she makes it. Great job. 54 to 43. They're up by 11 again. Plattick has the ball. Passes it to East. Takes the same jumper. Misses. Number 14, Boblik, has the ball. Passes it out, and then gets it all the way over to Brunell. Brunell's dribbling at the top of the three-point line. Doesn't need to hurry anything. Over to Ernst. Then back over to Shawinski, who drives up the middle, lays it up, and is fouled. Gets two free throws. That was good. Shawinski is number 24. She is the only senior on the Screaming Eagles squad, and she is playing great tonight. And I think that... going into this season with eight freshmen on the squad, she has a chance to really be a leader going forward. 2 minutes and 1 second left in the second half, of the game. She misses her first free throw. It is 54 to 43. Second free throw attempt. Ball is up. Ball is in. So wish. I love that sound. It is now 55 to 43. 2 minutes just went by. Ruiz drives, gets it to number 10, East, and passes it to Kupatic, who then passes it on the inside, then back to Kupatic, then back to East, then back to Ruiz, who then drives it back up underneath the hoop and bounces on the rim. They're able to get the offensive rebound, get it all the way back to the key. Kupatic gets the ball, takes a nice 12-foot jumper, makes it. Good ball movement by the Tigers. They bring it within 10, 55 to 45. Brunell has the ball at the top, passes it to number 10, Singer. Then over to Shawinski. She drives, lays it up, misses. Number 45, Schwerman gets the ball, then passes it to Klopatic. Sets it up, gets it to East. Back to Klopatic, then over to Ruiz on the right side. Misses the ball, but she's able to get the ball, and then drives it up the hoop, does a nice little, this Euro step she does, and I don't have time to explain it. There's only 1 minute left in the game. Defensive rebound. Brunell's got the ball at the top of the three-point line. She does not need to hurry. Passes over to Singer. You got time on the shot clock. You do not need to shoot. Number 21 gets the ball, then she passes it to Shawinski. Good defense, and then the ball is... What's the play? What's the call here?